Today's shiur starts Be'ez Hashem at the very bottom of Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis with the words of Mori Omar. In the previous Daf, we have been working basically with two contradictions. One is a mishmaris from our Mishnah that it is permitted for an einein to eat kachin. For our Mishnah says that an einein does not receive a personal share in kachin. However, if the other kehanim invite him to eat from their share, that is permitted. On the other hand, in Masechtas Pesachim we learn, so it seems that there is a special condition allowing the Einein to eat the Karban Pesach, however he is not permitted to eat any of the other kachin. For that contradiction, we have seen in our yesterday's shiur two possible solutions. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Medifta suggests that our Mishnah is referring to Pesach. On the night of Pesach, he is permitted to eat the Karban Pesach because that is an Issacharis, we're abstaining from the Karban Pesach. Therefore, migui that he eats the Karban Pesach, he is already permitted to eat other kachim as well. The Gemara in Pesachim is referring to the rest of the year, where there is no special condition allowed for him to eat the Karban Pesach, we don't allow the Einein to eat kachim. The Teretz, however, that we will be looking at more closely in our shiur, is of Asi's solution to the contradiction between our Mishnah and the one in Pesachim. Where we say that the Einein is not permitted kachim, we are referring to where the Einein lost his close relative on the day of Erev Pesach. On the other hand, where we say that the Einin is permitted to eat kachim at night, that is when the Einin lost his relative on the 13th day of Nisan, Erev Pesach. Although his relative died on the 13th day of Nisan, his relative was not buried until the 14th day of Nisan. Even though there is a concept of aninus through the Yom HaKvura, however, the night that follows the Yom HaKvura is not subject to any aninus at all. And that is why our Mishnah says that there is absolutely no problem in as much as this Einin being permitted to eat kachim at night, for he is no longer an Einein. The other contradiction that our Gemara dealt with was Rav Shimon's sheet. Aninus is clearly midiuraisa. The shaila is, for how long? The pasuk says, Achrisa ki yoy ma, the day of Aninus, the day of the death of a relative, renders the relative an Einein. There are many, many halachas for an Einein. An Einein is pater min hamitzvah. He doesn't even put on tefillin. If he's a kain, he cannot do the avaida. The only kain that can do the avaida in the status of an Einein is the kain gadol. Only for him is there a special halachom in a migdash lo yetzei. It is clearly the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that an einin is not just an einin on the day of the death, but he is an einin for the day and the night that follows that day. Rav Shimon, on the other hand, said to Rabbi Yehuda that midiuraisa aninus terminates with nightfall. The harayah, says Rabbi Shimon, the einin is toivel, the oichel is pischei li'erev. So when it comes to a diuraisa, Chazal did not allow Vir Aninus, which is only the Rabbanan, to stand in the way of the Karban Pesach. So we see from here that Aninus at night is indeed only a Rabbanan. So it's quite obvious that Rabbi Shimon's opinion from this Baraisa is that Aninus Laila is only a Rabbanan. And it is for that reason that the Gemara found it extremely difficult to understand another member of Rabbi Shimon. There is another member of Rabbi Shimon where Rabbi Shimon points out how midiuraisa the Einin is prohibited to send any Karbanis, including the Karban Pesach. So if Aninus Laila is only with Rabbanan, what should stop the Einein from eating the Karban Pesach at night? So this is our second contradiction. From Rabbi Shimon's conversation with Rabbi Yehuda, it's mashmiz of the opinion Aninus Laila is with Rabbanan and it's all right to bring a Karban Pesach. And over here in this other Braisa, he clearly says that the Einein cannot bring a Karban Pesach. Rav Mari Yomer Rav Mari says, again we are at the bottom, the very bottom of the Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, and we go now to the top of the Kuf Amud Aleph. Rav Mari Yomer Loi Kashi, there is no difficulty. There is no contradiction over here in the words of Rav Shimon. For kan shemes loy mes the yudalit v'kavrei the yudalit. In one case, the man died on the 14th day on Erev Pesach, and he was buried on the 14th. And kan shemes loy mes the yud gimel the kavrei the yudalit. And in the other case, the mes died day number 13 Erev Pesach, and he was buried on yudalit. And the Gemara explains, mes loy mes the yudalit if his relative died on Erev Pesach. The kavrei the yudalid, and he was buried on yudalid. In this case, yoy misa toifis leli midiuraisa. Is Rav Shimon's opinion that he is an einu midiuraisa on the day of the death of his relative, including the night? And therefore, indeed, when the mess died in Erev Pesach, Rav Shimon would be the first to say that he cannot eat any karbanis, including the Karban Pesach. What then did Rav Shimon mean when he told Rav Yehuda that the einin is toivel, the yoichel is pischei di'erev? That's where mes le mes b'yud gimel. If the mes died on the 13th day of Nisan, the kavrei b'yud dalid, and only the yom kavura was erev Pesach, yom kavura midrabana. The yom kavura itself is only midrabana. And therefore, Einoi Tofes Leiloi, there is absolutely no problem about the night after the Yom Kippurah, Elam Midrabanan. And being that it's only Midrabanan, and abstaining from the Karban Pasach would result in the Einish of Karts, Chazal were not Mamad Evrein, but Makam Karts. Now, Rav Meir's distinction about when the mace died, if Erev Pesach is a day of death or a day of Kippurah, is not a new distinction for us. We are familiar with this, because this was already used as a teretz for another problem that was the contradiction of the two Mishnahs, as explained previously. Rashi explains that Mary, who uses this teretz to answer the contradiction between the two Rabshinins, would use the alternate teretz for the two Mishnahs. Rav Ashi, however, is troubled by Rav Mary's solution to the contradiction. Amalei Rav Ashi Liv Mari. Yelhodik Tani Amalei Rav Shimon. After the Behuda made his statement that Aninus Lila is midiuraisa, Shimon said to him, "You should know Aninus Lila is only midrabana. Teida, and I'll bring you a raya. Sherei Amru, because we say Einin, that the Einin toivul v'yoichol es bischoi b'yera, that if the Einin wants, or rather the Einin must be toivul himself and eat the Karban Pesach at night. Avalei b'katcha, but he can't do so in regard to other katcha." Now, according to Rav Meir, the only time that Shimon allows for the Einin to eat the Karban Pesach is when Erev Pesach is the day of Kfura. So if that's the case, namely that Rabbi Yehuda say to Rabbi Shimon, why are you asking me kashas from the fact that on the day of Kvura, the Yoinen can eat the Pesach at night? Anakar min Allah, I'm telling you, this is the Gerson the Shita Megabah says, that Yoin Misa Diyaraisa, that on the day that his relative dies, he is an Yoinen Diyaraisa, and the Gemara will soon learn this out from what happened with Anakar. The Yarmidli, so you're responding to me by saying, the Yarmidli at, that Yoin Kvura is the Rabbana. I'm not arguing with you about the Yoin Kvura. So if indeed, as the Meri suggests, that Shimon only allows the Karban Pesach on the night of the Yom Kippurah, how can he possibly use this as a kasha to Rabbi Yehuda? Now the Yechonim will ask, why does the Gemara say that this is the problem with the Meri's chat? The raya that Rabbi Shimon brings in his challenge to Rabbi Yehuda is not a good raya. According to Rabbi Meri, there shouldn't be any challenge to Rabbi Yehuda at all. According to Rabbi Meri, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon aren't arguing. They're both Maida, that on the day of the relative's death, plus the night following, it's the Araisa. On the day of Kvura, plus the night following, it's the Rabbana. So what does Gemara mean when Ravashi asks, well, if that's the case, if Rav Shimon only allows the Karban Pesach to be eaten at night on the Yom Kvura, what is his Raya to Rav Yehuda? The Gemara should have asked Starker, why is Rav Shimon saying anything to Rav Yehuda? Rav Shimon agrees to Rav Yehuda that the day of death plus the night afterwards is the Araisa. So there's a variety of tirutim to this kasha. Basically, the Birchas HaZevach says something along the line that apparently the Gemara assumes that Rav Shimon was of the opinion that Rav Yehuda meant to say that even the Yom Kvura is the Araisa. And therefore, Rav Shimon says, how can you possibly say that the Yom Kvura is the Araisa when you see that's the Rabbana? And therefore, the Gemara's kasha is that when Rav Yehuda heard that Rav Shimon thinks that his opinion is Yom Kvura is also the Araisa, he should have responded by saying, don't ask me any kashas from the Yom Kvura, because I, Rav Yehuda, never implied that Yom Kippurah and its night are midiraisa. Akupanim, the Gemara concludes, Kasha, and the Gemara doesn't accept of Mary's teretz. Baya says like Kasha, for a different reason. There is no contradiction in the words of Rabbi Shimon, and once again, the apparent contradiction is that after Rabbi Yehuda said that the day of Aninus and the night are diuraisa, Rabbi Shimon responded by saying that the Einin can eat his Karban Pesach at night. And on the other hand, Rabbi Shimon says in a different braisa that it's prohibited for an Einin to bring a Karban Pesach. Bayam aloi kasha. Kasha mes koidim chatzais. Kasha mes li acha chatzais. Abai says, forget about the possibility of Yom Kippur. We're talking about where the mace died on Erev Pesach. It's Yom Hamisa, and on the day of Erev Pesach, he is an Einin in the Uraisa, so there's no shaila about that. Why then does Reb Shimon say in the second braisa that one cannot bring a Karban Pesach if he is an Einin? That is because the mace died before Chatzais, before there was a chiyuv on him to be mak of the Karban Pesach. Reb Shimon dashens from the word shlamim that he has to be a shalim, and if he's an ayin, there's no chiyuv. So if there was a chasarin in shlamus, if he was an ayin already, before Chatzais, then the chiyuv that comes to the rest of Klal Yisrael at Chatzais does not come to the ayin. When, however, does Reb Shimon himself say that the ayin is toivel, the yoichel is pischai b'yaret? That's when he became an ayin after Chatzais. So once he became an Einin, when the Chiyav was already there, if at the time of Chatzais he was a Shalem, then the Chiyav doesn't go away. Let us now see the Gemara inside. Koidim Chatzais, if his relative died before Chatzais, the Lo Yichzi LePesach, Chayla Nalanitz, he was never a Shalem but the chiv of carbon pesach came about. Memela the aninus takes precedence. However, after chasayis, when the nes died after chasayis, the ichzul pesach, at one point he already had the obligation to bring the carbon pesach. The aninus cannot affect his obligation, his prior obligation that is already there to bring the carbon pesach. Now, as Rashi points out, there are several factors over here that must be understood, according to Abaye. First of all, it is obvious that Abaye is implying that it is Rav Shimon's opinion that aninus laila is midrabbanan. Why? Because the answer is a difficulty here. Indeed, there is a chiyuv karet for one that abstains from being makir the carbon pesach. There is no chiyuv karet, however, for one that abstains from eating the carbon pesach. The chiyuv is only from one that abstains from being makir, from being part of a chabur that is being makir the carbon pesach. The Neila, the Etzim, we have to understand, what is the whole problem? So the Einan can't eat the carbon pesach, fine. Why can't he be mak of the carbon pesach? So the Pshat must be as follows. Chazal were concerned, knowing how human psychology works. If he knows he will not be able to have any shaychus of the carbon pesach, he won't be able to eat it, he's totally removed from the concept in that sense, he may just not become part of the hakrava process either. And he won't be mak of the carbon pesach. Therefore, because Chazal want to make him an oinin at night midrabanan, they would not rob him of the right to eat the carbon pesach out of fear that this may stop him from being a mak of the carbon pesach, which indeed is a chiyuv karet. Or, explains Rashi, there's another issue. You can't tell someone to be mak of a carbon if he's not royal yachila. Chazal just don't do that. If you want him to be mak of the carbon, then you have to allow him to eat the carbon. So Akubanim, once again, there is a contradiction in Rav Shimon's words. Rav Shimon says, on the other hand, Rav Shimon says the Einan cannot bring a carbon pesach. Abaye's solution to the contradiction is that where the Nes died before Chatzais, there never was a Chiyuv for a carbon pesach. He's an Einan midiuraisa prior to the Chiyuv of the carbon pesach. Where the Nes dies after Chatzais, he already had the Chiyuv to be mak of a carbon pesach. And being that Rav Shimon's opinion is, according to Abaye, that the night after the day is only aninus midrabbanan, being that this person has a chiyuv to be makir the carbon pesach because at chatzais he was yet to be an oinei, and now at the time of eating the carbon pesach he is no longer an oinei midyodaisa, we will remove the aninus midrabbanan, and Rav Shimon says allow him to eat the carbon pesach. Now let us take note that according to this there is a tremendous difference between the suggested solution to the contradiction by Rav Mari and Abaye's solution. According to Rav Mari, Rav Shimon is of the opinion aninus laila is midyodaisa. According to Abaye, aninus laila, according to Rav Shimon, is only midrabbanan. And it is only because it is midrabbanan, we say, that if there never was a chi of midiraisa for him to be makir of a carbon pesach, because the aninus diraisa, which is the aninus of the day, came before, in that case he won't allow him to eat at night. But once he had that chi of midiraisa to be makir of a carbon pesach, because the nes died after chatzais and the chi was there prior to his aninus, Chazal would not allow the chance that because of prohibiting him to eat at night due to the aninus midrabbanan, he will not be makir of the carbon pesach during the day when he has a chiyuv deraisa to do so. Now let's remember once again that our Mishnah says the Yainan doesn't get his own share in kachim, but he can eat any type of kachim that he pleases after nightfall. Now Mishnah does not make a chilek between before chatzais or after chatzais. According to Abaye, he could say, suggests Rashi, that our Mishnah is referring to the Yom Kvura. In other words, we're still using the previous distinction between Yom Kippur and Yom Nisa, except for different things. Everyone is applying respective tzidutzim to different contradictions. Now, Abaye's teretz, in essence, is a very great chiddush, because Abaye now tells us there is a difference between before chatzais and after chatzais. It depends on Erev Pesach when the nes dies, and the Gemara wants some substantiation for a chiddush like that. The Gemara, not tamer. How do we know that as far as the diuraisa is concerned, his obligation to bring the carbon pesach depends on when the nes died? The shonli that there is an afkamin of bein kaidim chatzais, where we say that if the nes died before chatzais, there is no obligation. Bein liacha chatzais, where we say if the nes died after chatzais, there is an obligation for him to bring the carbon pesach. Sakti gemara de tanya, we learned in a braisa as follows. The pasuk says, lo yitama. The kain is not prohibited to allow himself to become tame. However, to any of his seven close relatives, he is permitted. Lo yitama, mitzvah. Not only is he permitted, he is obligated. Lo yiratza, if he does not wish, netamenai say al karchai, then they force the kain to be netame himself to his kain. And the Gemara adds, he minds that there was a story, the yais of a kain, shemesa ishta, his wife died the erev ha-pesach. The lo yiratza litame, he did not want to be netame himself and lose his opportunity to be makir of the carbon pesach. The Nimnu Achiv HaKayanim, his brothers the Kayanim got together, they decided, they took a vote amongst themselves, the Timu Bal Karchai, and they forced him to be Metame himself. Abedimini, I'll ask you a kasha. Now, we don't really mean to ask a kasha over here, we're just building our argument to prove that there is an afkamina between before Chatzais and after Chatzais. The pasuk says in regard to the Nazir Liachaisai. Now, this is the complete pasuk. Liyaziv Liimai. Liachiv Uliachaisai. Lo Yitamalehem B'maisam. Again, referring to the Nazir. Ki Nazir Likaval Reishai. Frek the Bereis Liachaisai Ma Tamad Leimer. If the pasuk says that the Nazir is prohibited to be Matam himself to his own parents, surely he cannot be Matam himself to his sister. Why does the pasuk have to say this? Elamai comes to teach us as follows. And the Bereis over here explains Rashi is referring to a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol. If either of these people are going to shecht their Karban Pesach, the Lamal is benoyah to be Mala their son. The idea of Mila over here explains Rashi is that if somebody was not Mala all of his Zecharim, he cannot bring the Karban Pesach. Mila's Zecharav is Miyaki. So he's on his way to Mala his son in order to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. And then Vashama he hears Shemes Lemes, that a close relative of his died. Yachal, I would think Yitama. Amrdif, the pasuk says, Loi Yitama. The Nazir is not permitted to be Metama himself to any of his close kreidim, unlike the Kayin, the regular Kayin who is. This person over here can't. And actually, there are three reasons over here why he can't. One reason is that he's a Kayin Gadol. That alone would have been reason to stop him. He is also a Nazir, which is another reason, which independently would have been enough to stop him. And he is also about to be Makav his Karban Pesach, or to be Mala his son, and should he stop, he would not be able to bring the Karban Pesach, and abstaining from the Karban Pesach is an Isser Karz. So the Bereis is telling us that for any one of these three reasons, he should not be Matami himself. And Kolchka this person, where all three reasons apply to him, because he's both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, and someone that has to bring the Karban Pesach. Now Yochel, I would think, the same way he is not permitted to be metame to his sister, kach ein metame le mes mitzvah. He should not be metame himself to a mes mitzvah if he finds a body that nobody else is taking care of. Talmud Leimer, the pasuk stress is uliachoisei, to his sister he shouldn't be metame himself. Liachoisei hu diena metame, avo metame le mes mitzvah. Now, even though this pasuk is referring to the Nazir, we'll soon see how the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Pesach get involved automatically. Akupan. The Bereis is clearly saying that if somebody has to go and be makar the Karban Pesach, the only possible thing that could stop him is a mes mitzvah. However, for his own kreidim, he should not. And on the other hand, we just learned a different Bereisa that nimnu achiv hakohanim, and they forced Yosef HaKohen to be metame himself to his wife, even though that stopped him from being able to be makar the Karban Pesach. So b'hechach, we must say that sometimes one has to be metame himself, and he should not be makar the Karban Pesach. Sometimes one should not be Matami himself, and he should be Makav the Karban Pesach. What possible distinction could there be? Shmamina, this is a Raya, Kan Kaidim Chatzais, Kan Liach Chatzais. And this is precisely what Abaye is saying. In the case of Yosef HaKohen, his wife died before Chatzais. So he was an Oin already Midiyuraisa. Memela, when the time came to be Makav the Karban Pesach, when the obligation of Pesach came, he was already an Oinane. And the fact that he was an Oinim Midiyuraisa, this parted him from his Karban Pesach. Masha Enkein in the other Bereisa, where we say that he should not be Metame himself, so that he should be able to bring the Karban Pesach. Here we're referring to a case where the person became an Oinim, where the Karav died after Chatzais. Once he already had the obligation to bring the Karban Pesach, he should not now go and be Metame himself. And this is precisely what Abaye says. That Reb Shimon says, bring the Karban Pesach, when the obligation to the Karban Pesach came prior to the Aneas. Don't bring the Karban Pesach when the Aninus came prior to the Karban Pesach, because the Aninus, Midiuraisa, stops the Chiv of the Karban Pesach. Frek the Gemara, Mimai. And the problem over here is as follows. There's a Machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says that Lo Yitama is a mitzvah. When the Torah tells us that a Kohen should be Metame himself to his Kohen, that's not a Reshuf, that's not permission. That is an obligation. The Kohen has to be Metami himself to his close kreidim. Now, assuming we were working here with Rabbi Akiva, in both Bereises, in the Bereise where the Bereise tells us they forced Yosef HaKohen to be Metami himself, and in the other Bereise where the Bereise says they told him not to be Metami himself in order to bring the Karban Pesach. Memela, there would be a rather obvious contradiction, and the only way out would be to say that there was an afkaminah if meis kaidim chatzais, so the aninus comes and is oikar the chiyah for the carbon pasach, or if meis acha chatzais, which is what Abaye says, is the difference that Shimon makes. And indeed, there was the Araya over here to Abaye. The problem is, meheicha teisa that both Baraisas are working with Rabbi Akiva sheet. What is the hechach over here? Why are you so sure? Because of the contradiction between these two Baraisas. The Baraisa that says Yosef HaKayin was Metame himself, and the Baraisa that says don't be Metame yourself. Why are you so sure that the only solution is to say, Kan Kaidim Chaseis Kan Liacha Chatzais? Dilmal Yaila Malach, I'll tell you, Idi Vidi, Acha Chatzais. In both cases, the Mace died after Chatzais. And yes, even in the first Baraisa. Even in the Baraisa where we say, Nimnu Acha V'Kayhanim, and they forced Yosef HaKayin to be Metame himself to his wife. At the time of Chatzais, he was not an Oinin yet, and he had the obligation to bring a carbon pesach. They still forced him to be Metame himself to his wife. I bizarre, it's a steer with the other Baraisa that says, don't be Metame yourself in order to be able to bring the carbon pesach. Sakti Gemara, no, here's a simple solution. The heart of Yishma, the heart of Yakiva. The Tanya food lent in a Baraisa. Ein Hachanami, the Pasuk says, Loh Yitama, the Kayan can be Metame himself to his sister, but that's Rishos, that means he has permission to do so. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva says, Chayva, when the Pasuk says, the Kayan should be Metame himself to his Kraivim, this is an obligation that he has to. Memel, I can tell you as follows. Even when Aninus comes before Chatzais, that does not take away the obligation to bring the Karban Pesach. If somebody was not Tamei Meis, and he is an Oinein, it is possible, even if he became an Oinein before Chatzais, he should still be makir the Karban Pesach and eat it at night. What happened with Yosef HaKayin is something else altogether. Here we're telling Yosef HaKayin, you have two obligations. You have an obligation to bring a Karban Pesach, and you have an obligation, this is an obligation, according to Rabbi Akiva, for him to be Metame himself to his wife. So which one comes first? His obligation to be Metame himself comes first. Why? Because the fact is, somebody has a valid reason for not bringing a carbon pesach the first time, he has the option to do so pesach sheni. Now, this type of an option does not exist as far as the obligation of being Metame himself is concerned. If he doesn't do it now, he will never be able to do it. Therefore, we would rather say he should be Metame himself and let him bring the pesach sheni. Before chasais or after chasais has absolutely nothing to do with it. The other beraisa that says he should not be Metame himself in order to be able to bring the carbon pesach, that's Rabbi Shmuel. So of course he shouldn't be Metame himself to bring the carbon pesach. To be Metame himself is not an obligation. It's a reshus. If he wants to, he can't. So if he has the obligation to bring the carbon pesach, he should not be Metame himself. But again, perhaps both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel would be of the opinion that if you have an Oinein who became an Oinein before Chatzais, but was not Metame himself and is not Tamei Meis, he perhaps does have the obligation to bring the carbon pesach. Zakti Gemara loy salkadapa. The Reisha the Ahu Rabbi Kivaktani loy. You're trying to tell me that the second Beraisa, which says he should not be Metame himself in order to bring the Karban Pesach, is Rabbi Shmuel. But that's not Mistavra, because the very Reisha of that second Beraisa we know clearly is Rabbi Akiva. The Mela, once we established that the second Beraisa, which says he should not be Metame himself because of the Karban Pesach, is Rabbi Akiva, then again we run into the contradiction. Because why in the case of Yosef HaKayin did they force him to Metame himself? And once again, we're back to our first teretz, that the only possible solution is Kan Kaidim Chaseis Kan Liacha Chatzais. In the case of Yosef HaKayin, his wife died before Chatzais. Memela, his aninus, as well as his obligation to be Metame himself to his wife, comes before his obligation to be Makar the Karban Pesach. In the second Braisa, where we say he should not be Metame himself, rather he should allow himself the opportunity to be Makar the Karban Pesach. Here is where the Karav died after Chatzais. So the obligation of the Karban Pesach comes prior to the Aninus and to the mitzvah of him to be Metame himself. Now, how do we know that this second Braisa is indeed Rabbi Akiva and not Rabbi Shmuel? The Tanya, for we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva says, and this is the Reisha to that second Braisa. Nefesh, Eilu Akrayv. The Pasuk says in regard to the Nazir, Kal Yimei Hizir El Hashem, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavai. And right after that, the pasuk says, "Li'avul li'imay and li'achayse lo'yitam." Now it's all an extra pasuk, because once you say "al nefesh meis lo'yavay," that includes everyone. So we have several drashas over here: nefesh meis, then li'avul li'imay and li'achayse. The pasuk is explicit about each one in regard to the nazir, and each one teaches us something else. Nefesh elu akraytim. This means that the nazir cannot be metame himself to relatives. Meis. The pasuk says nefesh meis. Elu Erechaik. Now Rashi explains there is nothing in the Mishmarts of the word Nefesh which indicates Kraivim. It's just that if they would have had one Pasuk, I would have said the Nazir cannot be Metami himself to the Chaikim, but he can be Metami himself to Kraivim. Now that I have Nefesh Meis, I say Nefesh is Kraivim, and Meis is Rechaik. But the Pasuk doesn't stop there. The Pasuk goes on to say that he cannot be Metami himself to his father, the Avi. Now why do I need this Pasuk? I already have a Mishmarts for both Kraivim and Rechaikim, but he can't be Metami himself. So why does the Nazir have to say Li Aviv? So he dash in Li Aviv in a Metami. Aval Metami hu l'mes mitzvah. In other words, although Karev is a heter for a Kayan, Karev is not a heter for a Nazir. But Davka Karev is not a heter. Mes mitzvah is always a heter. Li'imai, what do I do with the Pasuk that says the Nazir can't be Metami himself to his mother? To imply Davka not to his mother, but he can to a mes mitzvah, we know that from Li Aviv. Elamai, it must tell me another chiddush. That even though he's not just a plain Nazir, but how you kayin vuhu nazir? He's both a kayin and a nazir. I still say, li imay hu diyena metama, he cannot be metama himself to his mother. However, it's davka to his mother that he can't be metama himself. Avo metami hu lemeis mitzvah, even though he's both a kayin and a nazir. Now the pasuk still tells us, liach, that a nazir can't be metama himself to his brother. This teaches us, sheim ha yakayin gadol, even if he would be a kayin gadol, vuhu nazir, and he is a Nazir. So we know that the Kohen Gadol, who is the epitome of Kedushas Kohuna, can only be Metame himself to a Mes Mitzvah. But this person is not only a Kohen Gadol on top of being a Kohen Gadol, he's also a Nazir. So the Pasuk tells us even he can be Metame himself to a Mes Mitzvah. For the Pasuk says he cannot be Metame himself to his brother, and we imply from this, Li Achiv hu diyena Metame, Avo Metame hu lemeis mitzvah, even though he is at such a great level of Kedusha. Uli Achoisi, Matamud Leimer. But what does the Pasuk mean when the Pasuk tells us that the Nazir cannot be Metami himself to his sister? So again, we're assuming the Pasuk is implying Dafka to his sister, not but to a Mes Mitzvah, yes. But we know that already. We even know that if he's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, he can be Metami himself to a Mes Mitzvah. So here the Pasuk is adding an additional Madrega, an additional reason why I would think perhaps he should not. Let us say we have a person who has every possible reason in the world not to be Metami himself. He's a Nazir. He's not only a kohen, but a kohen gadol, and Reisha Halach Lishchaytes Tischai B'Lamal Is Benoit. He's going to Shachtas Karban Pesach, or he's going to be Mala his son, so that he could be able to Shachtas Karban Pesach. Should he be Metame himself now, any hope of bringing the Karban Pesach would totally disappear. And despite that, V'Shama Shemes Loi Mes, Yochel, I would think Yitame should be Metame himself. Amrit, the Pasuk says, Lo Yitame. Yochel, I would think, Hashem she'ein metam al yachayse, the same way he's not permitted to metam himself to his sister, kach ein metam al meis mitzvah. This person with all of his madregas should not be metam himself to a meis mitzvah. Talmud Leimer, the Pasuk says, uli yachayse, and we are medayik. Davka li yachayse hu deina metama, avu metame hi l'meis mitzvah, he should still be metam himself to a meis mitzvah, although he has all of these reasons not to. He's a kohen gadol, he's a nazir, and he has to shech the karban pesach. Now the point, of course, is that this is obviously Rabbi Akiva, and this is also the second Braisa that we ask the contradiction from. So you can't answer the stira from this Braisa to the Braisa of what they did with Yosef HaKohen by saying Kan Rabbi Akiva, Kan Rabbi Yishmael, because we see now they're both Rabbi Akiva. So the only viable solution left is to say Kan Koidim Chatzais, Kan Li Acha Chatzais. If the mace dies after Chatzais, where the Chiv of the Karban Pesach already has been established, Pesach comes first. If the mace died before Chatzais, where the Aninus comes before the Karban Pesach, then Aninus prevents the Chiyuv of the Karban Pesach, and this is precisely how Abaya learns of Shimon, and therefore is Araya to Abaya. We turn now to Daf Kuf Amud Beis. Rava, however, says that there is a different solution to the steed of Rav Shimon. Rava disagrees with Abaya that the key point is when did the mace die, after the Chiyuv of the Karban Pesach or before Chatzais. Rava says, in all cases that we are dealing with, the Chiyuv of the Pesach was there before the Aninus, the mace died after Chatzais. Rava says, Idi v'idi acha Chatzais. Both with Rav Shimon says that the Aninus has to be Tovel himself, and he is Oichel as Pischi Liyarev. And with Rav Shimon says that from the word Shlomim we learn you have to be a Shalem in order to bring a carbon, and an Oinen cannot bring the carbon Pesach. Both are referring to cases where the mace died after Chatzais, when the Chiyuv for the carbon Pesach has already been established. Despite that, continues the Gemara of Eloi Kasha, there is no contradiction. For Kan Koidim Sheshachtu V'Zarku Olav, Kan Li Acha Sheshachtu V'Zarku Olav. If the mace died before they actually shechted the carbon Pesach, and we're Zayrig the Dam, then they are not to Shech the Karban Pesach. We remain with the Shevi Al Tais. However, if they already Shechted the Karban Pesach, and they were already Zayrig the Dam of the Karban Pesach, the only thing that's left is to eat the Karban Pesach, and then he becomes an Oinate, then the Mace dies. Here, Rava says he should continue on eating, and that is where the Shimon says, "Taybul v'yochel es pischei liyeh." Amalei Rav Adi b'Masna l'Rava, so Rav Adi b'Masna said to Rava, "Acha sheshachtu v'zarka es damai." If they already shechted the Karban Pesach and they were zarek the dam, so mada hava, then everything is just fine. If they shechted the Karban Pesach and they were zarek the dam, and this person was included, he was already yoytze his chay for the Karban Pesach. Why should I say now that his achila should be daicha the aninus laila, which is the rabbanon? Why should his eating of the karban pesach be any different than eating any other kachin while he is an oinan mid rabbanon during the night after the day of death? Now we understand what Abaye said. Abaye said that if the chiv of the karban pesach has been established, if chatzos came around and he was not an oinan yet, and afterwards the mace died, we should be mevatel the aninus derabbanon at night, and we should allow him to eat the Karban Pesach. The main thing is being makir of the Karban Pesach, not eating the Karban Pesach. But we are concerned if we will not allow him to eat the Karban Pesach. If he knows he can't eat it, he won't be makir of it, and that would be a chiyuv katz. Therefore, in the event that the Karban Pesach, the chiyuv to the Karban Pesach was established because the mace died after chatzos, we understand why Abaye understands that Reb Shimon, in this case, he should be allowed to eat. But what is the Rava telling us? If they shechted the Karban Pesach for him already, they were zayig the dam for him already, so there will no longer be any chiyuv karis, because he was already yoytze, the akrav of the Karban Pesach, for what possible reason should we allow him to eat now if he is an oinin midrabanan? He was already yoytze his chayiz. Amalei Ravina, so Ravina said to Rav Adi bar Masna, you should know that this shita, enachanami, is a very novel shita, because we are now saying that achilas tzachim mi'akva. This shita is of the opinion that the chiyuv karis does not go away with just being makir of the Karban Pesach. He must eat the Karban Pesach. And therefore, once we shech the Karban Pesach, we allow him to eat it. Where do we find a makar for anything like this, if you have to eat the Karban Pesach? From what we know, all you have to do is to be makir of the Karban Pesach. And for the Gemara, it is understood me that Rabbi Barafuna, from the teachings of Rabbi Barafuna, which the Gemara will soon explain. Rav apparently was very satisfied with this answer. The Rav understood from Ravina's answer that the Ravina understands what the Rav's shita is, that indeed achilas tzachim amiyakva. Memela amalei, Rav said to Rav Adi bar Masna, "Tzayis may become alach rabach." Listen carefully to what Ravina tells you. Rashi explains that this is not the only place in Shas where we find the same kind of a conversation. In Masechta Shavuos too, we also find a statement of Rav, which is challenged by Rav Adi bar Masna, and there too, Rav suggests to Rav Adi bar Masna, "Listen carefully to the words of Ravina, for Ravina understands what I'm saying." Now, what is the makar for this? Where do we see from the teachings of Rabbi Barafuna that indeed the achil of the Karban Pesach is miyakiv? Zok the Gemara de Tanya, for we learned it at Brais. Yoim Shmua ki Yoim Kvura lemitzvas Shiva Ushloish. Yoim Shmua, the day that a person hears Rachman al-Litzlan, that a relative of his died, and we're talking about a Shmua Keroiva, which is within 30 days of his death. The day that he learns this is considered as of that which would be the Yom Kfur, the day of burial, pertaining to the mitzvah of Shiva v'Shloishim, and that means from the Yom Shmuel on, he starts counting 7 days. Those are his 7 days of Avelus. And the second phase, the halachas that pertain to the 30 days, the halachas pertaining to Rechitza, to Nilas HaSandal, and to the washing of certain types of clothes, these halachas also start from Yom Shmuel. We consider the day that he hears about this the day of burial. However, continues the Braisa, as far as eating the Karban Pesach is concerned, suppose he hears on Erev Pesach that a relative of his died. We will not consider this the Yom Kfura. In this case, we will make an exception. We will say this Yom Shmuel is not Yom Kfura, but rather we will consider it Ki Yom Likud Atzamis. It is considered the equivalent of the day that his parents' bones are collected. Now, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Tzach that when somebody hears about the death of a relative, Chas V'Shalom, or he collects the bones of his parents, he is toivel, he goes to the mikveh, the oichel, the kadoshim liyarev. And the Gemara in Tzachim asks, if you collected the bones of his parents, then he needs hazah shlishi v'shvi. And the Gemara explains, it doesn't mean that he mamish did it, that he mamish touched the bones. It means others did it for him. But the Gemara in Ma'id Katan tells us that on the day that the bones of his father or mother are collected, this is considered a day of the zelus. And throughout the entire day, he is considered an oval. And the Gemara in Tzachim tells us that in the Hanami, throughout the entire day he is considered an Avol, but during the evening he may eat Kacha. Here we learn that although Yom Shmua, the day that he hears that a relative died, is generally considered as though it would be the Yom Kvura, pertaining to the mitzvahs of Shiva and Shloishim, if it's Erev Pesach and the Shail at hand is his ability to eat the Karban Pesach, we will not consider Yom Shmua Yom Kvura, because if it would be Yom Kvura, he would not be permitted to eat the Karban Pesach. Apparently that's what we're saying here. Even if the mace actually died Yud Gimel the day before Erev Pesach, but if the Yom Kvura was on Erev Pesach, it seems over here we would not permit him to eat the Karban Pesach at night. Rather, we insist on saying that the Yom Shmua is equivalent only to the Yom that he is malakid at some ice other the Emite, where once the day passes, once it's evening, he has no longer any obligation of avails. Now the emesis points out Rashi that on the Yom Likud at some ice, that night he can eat any kachim lav davka Pesach. We're just using the term Pesach over here to show that if it were Yom Kvura, if it were to be considered Yom Kvura, then he would not even be permitted to eat the Karban Pesach. So once again, let us see the Lashon of the Braisa, the Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Yom Shmua, this is considered ki Yom Kvura, as though it's mamish the day of burial, the mitzvah of Shiva v'shloishim, pertaining to the mitzvah of Shiva and Shloishim. However, uli achilas psachim, if the Yom Shmua was Erev Pesach, pertaining to the mitzvah of eating the Karban Pesach, we consider the Yom Shmua ki Yom Likud Atzamais rather than Yom Kvura, and the mile of Yom Likud Atzamais is that once the day passes, he is no longer in Av. Now, however, we have some difficult words over here in the Braisa to understand. The Lashon of the Braisa from this point is as follows. Echod zeh v'echod zeh, toivol v'yoichol b'kachim li'ek. Apparently, echod zeh v'echod zeh refers to Yom Kvura and Yom Likud Atzamais. It must be referring to something new, because until now we were talking about Yom Shmua, what the halacha of Yom Shmua is, and we said Yom Shmua generally has the halacha of Yom Kvura with the exception of Erev Pesach. If we were continuing to refer to Yom Shmua, the Lashon should have been Zeh v'zeh, Yom Shmua plus something else, Toivol v'yoichol es pischa li'echad. Being over here that we have the Lashon Echod zeh v'echod zeh, the Gemara feels sure that the Bereis is referring to something else altogether, not to Yom Shmua, but to the other concepts. So what other concepts do we have over here mentioned besides for Yom Shmua? Masmin Echod zeh, sa Yom Kvura, v'echod zeh, and the day of Likud Atzamais. Toivol v'yoichol b'kachim li'echad, goes to the mikveh and he can eat kachim in the evening. Now if he can eat kachim in the evening, surely he can eat the Karban Pesach in the evening. So we're now saying that if it's Yom Kvura today, at night he can use Karban Pesach. Frekti Gemar Haguf Akashia, it's a mamash contradiction. Amrit, first you're saying that Yom Shmura is Ki Yom Kvura L'mitzvah Shiva V'shloish. That the day that he hears of his relative's death, this is considered mamish Yom Kvura. He has to start sitting Shiva and be noig all the halachas of Shloish. Uli Achilas Tzachim, but B'negei Achilas Tzachim, we're going to make an exception and we're going to say it's not Yom Kvura. Rather, in order to allow him to eat the Karban Pesach, we're going to say that the Yom Shmua b'negei achilas psachim is kiyom likud atzamis, a lesser madreig of avelis. Michlal, so obviously, the Yom Kvura, if it would be considered Yom Kvura, afilu li'erev nami layachal. He would not be permitted to eat the Karban Pesach even at night. The other Tani, and immediately afterwards, you teach us that echod zeh v'echod zeh, both the Yom Kvura and Yom likud atzamis, toivol v'yachal b'kachim li'erev. Not only would he be permitted to eat the Karban Pesach in the evening, he would even be permitted any kachim in the evening. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, Tanayi. Obviously there is a difference of opinion over here, and we're talking about the opinions of two different Tanayi. One Tana is of the opinion that if you have Yom Kvura, which is not the Yom Misa, explains Rashi, for instance, if the mace died Yud Gimel, and the mace was buried on Erev Pesach on Yud Dalet, one man, the Amar, seems to be of the opinion that at night he's an oinu nidrabanan and he will not eat the Karban Pesach. This man Domer obviously feels that the achila of the Karban Pesach is not miyakeh, nimeila, the rabbanan have a right to say if you're an oinu nidrabanan you're not going to eat the Karban Pesach. Now the Gemara will get back to the Chizda's teretz later. The point is that Chizda is telling us that there are two separate shitas over here. Rabbi Bar Afuna Amai, this is what we're looking for. Rabbi Bar Afuna tells us, like Kasha, there aren't two separate shitas over here, but there are two separate cases. Kat. Sheshama Shmua al Meisa, here he gets the news of the death. Samach l'shgia sachama, before shgia sachama. The chen sheliptu le'atzamis, so the bones were collected, samach l'shgia sachama. So it turns out when he has to eat the Karban Pesach, it's already the next day, it's the next night. The chen shemes le'mes, the kavroi, samach l'shgia sachama. the Nisa and the Kfura were also before Shkias HaChametz. So again, once nightfall comes, it's considered the next day, and therefore we are more lenient. The Kan, when are we more stringently? Achas Shkias HaChametz, where the mace died, where he gets the news after Shkias HaChametz. So we're dealing with the same day. So let us understand this. Rabbi Barafun is telling us, why does the Seif of the Braisa teach that there's absolutely no problem, he can eat kachim and surely the Karban Pesach at night? That's because whatever happened, happened before Shkias HaChametz. So the night that we're dealing with, the night that he has seen the Karban Pesach, is at worst the night after the Kfura, the night after Likud Atzami, so the night after Yom Shmuah. Now, we are of the opinion now that as far as the Yom Kfura is concerned, it is not Toifus Leili Midrabana. The day that the Nes dies, that night, he isn't Oin Midrabana. However, if the Nes did not die that day, but the Nes was buried that day, he is an Oinim during that day Midrabanan, but once nightfall comes, he is no longer an Oinim. And surely the same would be true as far as Yom Shmu and Yom Likud Atzamis is concerned. Once nightfall comes, he is no longer an Ovel. Memela, the Seif of the Braisa teaches us that Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh makes no difference if it's Yom Kfura or it's Yom Likud Atzamis. Once night comes, he can eat Kachin because it's the next day already. And whatever Aninus falls upon him due to the Shmua or due to the collection of the bones terminates automatically with nightfall. I am the Reish of the Braisa. The Braisa makes a point of saying that Yom Shmu is considered Yom Kfura with the exception of Karban Pesach. For Karban Pesach, Yom Shmu is considered Yom Likud Atzamis and not Yom Kfura. For if it were Yom Kfura, he could not eat the Karban Pesach at night. That's because we're referring over here to where any one of these things occurred after nightfall. So we're not talking about the night after, we're talking about the very day of Kfura, the very day of Shmua, the very day of Likud Atzamis. Rashi points out, if the Nes start on Yud Gimel, the truth is that the Aninus Midiraisa ends Yud Gimel. And Yud Dalet, although Yud Dalet is the day of burial, Yud Dalet itself is only Midrabanan. So even if the burial took place after nightfall, it would still technically only be a Midrabanan, despite that Chazal would not allow eating the Karban Pesach here. Because Mamas the Yom Kfura is a very powerful Rabbanan, it's a very strict Rabbanan, Chazal were very makbid on it, even to the extent of withholding him from eating the Karban Pesach. Memela, once again, the beginning of the Beraisa is telling us as follows. Yom Shmua, generally speaking, is considered Yom Kfura. Whatever stringencies apply to Yom Kfura applies to Yom Shmua to the day that he hears of a relative's death if it's within 30 days. Now, if indeed Yom Shmua would be considered Yom Kfura, that means that if he heard about his parents' death or he heard about a relative's death after nightfall, he should not be permitted to eat the Karban Pesach because it's Yom Kfura. Therefore, the Braisa says, with the exception of the Karban Pesach, in regard to the Karban Pesach, we're going to say that Yom Shmua is not considered Yom Kfura, rather it is considered Yom Likud Atzamis. And for Yom Likud Atzamis, Chazal were matir the eating of the Karban Pesach. That is a big kula by Yom Likud Atzamis. Chazal say Yom Shmua is considered Yom Likud Atzamis for Karban Pesach, and even if he got the Shmua after nightfall, he can still eat the Karban Pesach. However, if indeed the Kfura took place after nightfall, and it's Mamish Yom Kfura, it's not just Yom Shmua, he could not eat the Karban Pesach. Rashi explains, how can you possibly bury someone after nightfall? It's Yom Tov already. So it was done through Gayim. Now even though, explains Rashi, in the event that was done, that the Kfura was done after nightfall through Gayim, Simchas HaRegel is chal on him, and he is not Noyig HaZelus until after Yom Tov, despite that he is still considered an Oinin as far as Yom Kfura is concerned, and he cannot eat the Karban Pesach. For when do we say there is no Avelus on Yom Tov? That is Dafka the Avelus Midrabanan, because there's a pasuk of the Samachta Bechagecha that's stronger than the Avelus. But as far as the Aninus Diraisa is concerned, that will take its place even on Yom Tov, and therefore we cannot eat the Karban Pesach. Now what does the Beraisa mean when the Beraisa says afterwards, Echad Zeh, Toivel, V'yoichol, Kachim Li'aret? Not only can he eat the Karban Pesach, but he can eat any Kachim Li'aret. That's because whatever took place, if it's either Kvura, or it's the Shmua, or it's the Likud Atzamis, it took place before Shkias HaChametz. So now we're after the evening, it's the next day, this we can eat Kachin. As far as the Karban Pesach is concerned, it's even a bigger kula. The Karban Pesach he can eat even on the day of Likud Atzamis and on the day of Yom Shmua. Because as explained previously, the Beraisa just taught us that Yom Shmua is not considered Yom Kvura for Karban Pesach. The only time he can't eat the Karban Pesach is Yom Kvura. However, as far as Yom Likud Atzamis is concerned, or Yom Shmua, even on the very day he can eat the Karban Pesach, but if it's the next day, if all of this occurred before Shkias HaChametz, at night he can eat not only the Karban Pesach, but any kach. So this is Rabbi Bar Avunah's interpretation of the Braisa. Very quickly once again, Yom Shmu is generally considered Yom Kvura, with one exception, that is when it comes to the Karban Pesach. For indeed, if it were Yom Kvur, he could not eat the Karban Pesach. However, that's Dafke, it's Mamash Yom Kvur. If, however, the burial took place before Shkiyas HaChama, and now we're after Shkiyas HaChama, in this case it's the day afterwards, and he is permitted not only to eat the Karban Pesach, but to eat any other kach. Now we're coming to the point that we wanted to bring out. Freik the Gemara. Liach Shkiyas HaChama? The burial took place after Shkiyas HaChama? So may they have a half, it's too late to do anything. The reason we're going at such great length to try to find him a way to bring the Karban Pesach is the lack of bringing the Karban Pesach is a terrible issue. It's a chiv karis. We don't want him to miss the opportunity. But if it's after Shkiyas HaChama already, then he can't bring the Karban Pesach anyhow. So you're coming here with a whole foundation, with a whole big tire, that if he heard about the death of a relative after Shkiyas HaChama, as far as other kachim are concerned, is considered Yom Kvur and he can't eat. As far as Pesach is concerned, is considered Yom Likud HaTzomis and he can eat. If it's after Shkiyas HaChama, what could possibly be done? He can't be Makar the Karban Pesach anymore. Elanah says the Gemara, so we come now to a whole new conclusion. A Moyer de Kachidush, the Rambam Bar Avunah tells us, Achilas Psochem Yakve, it is his opinion that if somebody does not eat the Karban Pesach, even though they shechted the Karban Pesach and were zayrik the dam of the Karban Pesach, if he doesn't eat it, he's not Yotze V'chayif. Mamela, even though generally speaking, we say that Yom Shmu is mamish like the Yom Kfura, and on Yom Kfura one could not eat the Karban Pesach, this Brais is telling us, even if the Shmua was heard after nightfall, he can still eat the Karban Pesach. Even though, generally, Yom Shmu is like Yom Kfura, and on Yom Kfura he could not eat the Karban Pesach, however, we're going to make an exception for him over here, and we're going to say Yom Shmua, as far as Karban Pesach is concerned, is not considered Yom Kfura. Rather, it's considered Yom Likud HaTzomis, and the Karban Pesach may be eaten even on the day of Likud HaTzomis. The issue just applies to other kachim. I faked Rashi, what happens if the mace was taka buried after nightfall? It's Pesach already, everyone's eating their Seder, and Nebuch, this person buried his mace. As explained, he can't do it because it's Yom Tov, but Goyim did it. Here we say taka, that he could not eat the Karban Pesach. This is also Midrabanan. For Midrais, only the day of death, he is anointing. Being that it's after nightfall and he died the day before, it's Yom Kvura, which is just the Rabbanan. So Rashi explains that even though it's only a Rabbanan, sometimes Chazal were mamed their Divreyim, even b'makam kars. The Aninus of Yom Kvura, even though it's Midrabanan, Chazal felt is such a powerful Aninus because it's so easily confused with Yom Misa, that there is reason to stop him even from eating a Karban Pesach. But that's only if the mace was mamish buried. However, if it's Yom Shmua, where we generally say Yom Shmua is considered like Yom Kfura, as far as the Karban Pesach is concerned, we're not going to say that. We're going to allow him to eat the Karban Pesach. Al Kulpanim. We have found what we're looking for. That indeed, the Rabbah Bar Avunah's Shita is, you have to eat the Karban Pesach in order to be Yotzeh the Karban Pesach. The nail of this explains Rabbah's Teretz to the contradiction of Reb Shimon. When does Reb Shimon say, Taivul V'yachol Es Pesach Eliyarev? Where they already shechted the Karban Pesach for him. Memele, we're not going to stop him from being yotze the mitzvah, we're going to allow him to eat it. When does Reb Shimon say one cannot bring a Karban Pesach if he's anointed? That's if the mace died and no one shechted the Karban Pesach for him yet. In this case, we say the aninus removes the obligation to bring the Karban Pesach. Now we have accomplished the yetzim what we were looking for in the Braisa, and that is a raya that the Rabbi Bar Avunah is of the opinion that the achil of the Karban Pesach is mi'akev, which validates Rav's text. Now, however, the Gemara will continue to look for solutions to the stira in the Brais. Once again, the Brais starts out by saying that Yom Shmua, the day a person hears of his relative's death, is considered equivalent to Yom Kfura, with the exception of Erev Pesach. In regard to the Karban Pesach, we consider Yom Shmua Yom Likud HaTzomis, which is a lesser madrega of Avelos. Then the Braisa turns around and says, Echad ze v'yechad ze, toivel v'yoichel kachim b'yerev. So assuming that Echad ze v'yechad ze means both Yoim Kvura and Yoim Likud HaTzomis, you're contradicting yourself. You're first saying that Erev Pesach is not considered Yoim Kvura, it's considered Yoim Likud HaTzomis just so that he should be able to bring the Karban Pesach. For if it would be considered Yoim Kvura, he could not bring the Karban Pesach. And then you turn around and say that Echad ze v'yechad ze, both Yoim Kvura and Yoim Likud HaTzomis, not only can he eat the Karban Pesach, he can eat any Kachim B'Yerev. So putting aside that Rabbi Barapunas texts that the Reish of the Baraisa refers to where the Kvura took place after Shkia Secham, and the Sefer refers to where the Kvura took place before Shkia Secham, the Gemara now continues with the Ravashi's Teretz. Ravashi, Yomer Ma Yechad Zeh V'Yechad Zeh. What does the Baraisa mean when the Baraisa says, Echad Zeh V'Yechad Zeh, Toibel the Yechel Kachem B'Yerev, Hachi Kama. Echad Yom Shmua. Both Yom Shmua, the day that he hears of his relative's death. V'Yechad Yom Likud Atzamas, Toibel the Yechel B'Kachem B'Yerev. However, as far as Yom Kvura is concerned, of course, on Yom Kvura, he could not eat Kachem B'Yerev, and he could not even eat the Karban Pesach B'Yerev. However, the Gemara rejects this suggestion immediately. The Gemara says, V'had Rav Ashi Bedusahi, it must be some type of mistake, because Mechti, let us see, Allah Koi, the Baraisa just finished saying that Yom Shmua is considered like Yom Kvura with the exception of Erev Pesach. If the Baraisa was still discussing Yom Shmua in the Sefer, the Lashon shouldn't have been Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh. The Lashon should have been Zeh V'Zeh, both these concepts that we just discussed, Toibel V'Yechel Kachem V'Yechel. If we have a Lashon of Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, the word Echad indicates that we are not discussing the very concept that we just finished explaining. We are not discussing Yom Shmua, we're discussing something else. And the only something else that's Shayach besides for Yom Shmua would be Yom Kfur and Yom Likud Atzamas. So again, we have the Stida. In the Reish of the Baraisa, we say that Yom Shmua is considered Yom Kippur with the exception of Erev Pesach in order to allow him to bring the Karban Pesach. And then we turn around and say, Yechad Zeh V'Yechad Zeh, both Yom Kippurah and Yom Likud Atzamos, Toibel V'Yechul Kachem B'Yerev. You can eat any kind of Kachem. Now, besides what Rabbi Barapunas tells, that one case is before Shkia Sechama, the other case is where the Kippurah took place after Shkia Sechama, the Gemara already mentioned Rav Chisda's suggestion that we are dealing here with two Tanoim in the Baraisa. The first part of the Braisa is the opinion of one Tana that Leil Kvura is Toifas Leiloi Midrabanan, therefore he could not even bring the Karban Pesach. And the second part of the Braisa is the opinion of another Tana that Leil Kvura is not Toifas Leiloi. Frekta Gemari, my Tanoi, what is this Machloikas Tanoi? The Tanya, if we learn to the Braisa, Ad Masai Masai Nolov, how long is one considered an Oinin? Till when do we say he is prohibited to eat Kach? The Tana Kama says, Kol Hayoin the entire day. The Gemara assumes now, Kol Yom the entire day means the entire day until, but not including, the evening. Rebbe Yemir, Rebbe says, Kol Zman Shaloi Nikvar, as long as the mace wasn't buried. The Gemara assumes now that Rebbe is Lakula, that he is not an Oinen the entire day, he is just an Oinen until the time of Kvura. Frek, the Gemara B'mayaskinan, what is the case over here? Elaim of the Yom Yisa, are we dealing with the actual day that the relative died? Miyikad Leslei, the Yom Yisa, the Tafas Leili Midrabanan? Is there any mandiyama that says that he is not an oinin midrabanan on the night of the day that the relative actually died? On the previous summit, we had a machlaikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, if Yom Nisa is typhus leili midiraisa or midrabanan, but it's at least typhus midrabanan. The su, furthermore, you're saying Rabbi Yomer calls man shaloi nikfer, as long as he wasn't buried yet, he's still an oinin. Hakavar, but once he's buried, istri lay is mutter, even on the very day of death. Is there any mandiyama that has not accepted Rosh of V'yachrisa k'yoy mar? And the end is like a bitter day, implying that aninus is for an entire day. Now, incidentally, here there is a machlokes Rashi Taisus as to where exactly this pasuk appears and how to exactly taich of the pasuk akupan. The Gemara clearly says that this machlokes between the Tanakama and the Rebbe, where the Tanakama says aninus lasts for the day, and Rebbe says until the time of Kvura, this cannot be referring to the Yom Nisa, because Hakol Moedim that there is an Aninus Laila at least Midrabanan, and Hakol Moedim that Aninus lasts for the entire day. Therefore, Amar Rav Sheshes, a Yom Kvurakai, this Machlokes is not referring to the day that the relative died. The relative actually died the day before, but it's referring to the day that the relative was buried. Now, we still don't have the two Tanam for our Baraisa, that we're going to see at the Maskon of Yez Hashem. Mask of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef asks for Kashas. So you're saying now that on Yom Kvur there's a Machlokes. Tanakama says he's an oinin for the entire day. Rebbe says until the time of Kvura. Elohadik Tani, what about our Baraisa? We learned, Hashem Neyal Neisai, when someone hears about the death of a relative, Vihamalakit Etzamai, says the Gersa Meshita Mekabed, says, Toibel V'Yoichel B'Kachem L'Yer. So it's Dafka Yerim Shmuel and Dafka Likit Etzamai that we say. He can be Toibel V'Yoichel B'Kachem L'Yer of Michlal, the Yoim Kvura, but if it was either day of Kvura, Afil L'Yer of Nami L'Yoichel. So L'Yer of even the evening afterwards he could not eat. So Hamani, according to the Tanakhama, he's mutter at night, and according to Rabbi, he's surely mutter at night. According to Rabbi, you're saying he's mutter right after the Kvura. Elena sagt die Gemara Tritzach, he learned the Braise as follows. Ad Mosai Mesoiner Nolav, until when is he an Oinein, the opinion of the Tanakami is not just for the day, but Kol Oisi Hayoim Veleiloi, the entire day and night. And Rebbe Yoimer Rebbe says, Kol Zman Shaloi Nikfer. When do we say he's still an Oinein at night? Kol Zman the Kfura did not take place. Avol Nikfer, but if the Kfura did take place, Veloi Leiloi, then he's just Oser for the entire day, for the entire day he is Oser, but not at night. Amru Rabbanon Kamei Rabbi Yirmiyah. So the Rabbanon told Rabbi Yirmiyah what Rabbi Yosef's teretz is. Amru Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Gavre Rabbi Ki Rabbi Yosef, such a great man like Rabbi Yosef, Lema Hachi should say a teretz like this. Lema de Rebbe Lekula, you're now saying Rebbe is Lekula? And he says that if there was Kfura, then it's not Taifus Leila. The Yutani, we learned in Hebraica that Rebbe is Lechomra. We learned that Masai Mesayin no love, until when is he an Oinein? Kals Manshalei Nikfer, as long as the burial did not take place, he is an Oinein. Afilamikan via the Sada Yamim, even for 10 days. Divei Rebbe. The Chachamim Maimim and the Chachamim Golakula, they say, Ein Mesoin Nolav Ela Oisei Yom Bovat, only that day. So you must explain the Braise in such a way where Rebbe is consistent, where he goes Lachomra and it's the Tanakamim that goes Lakula. Ela Teritz Hachilim, the Braise says follows. Ad Masahi Mesoin Nolav, Kal Oisei Yom the entire day, Beloi Leli without the night. That is the Tanakamim sheet. In other words, Yoin Kfura is not Taifis Leiloi. Aninus terminates with nightfall. And Rebbe Yoin, the Rebbe goes Lechumra saying, Kolz Man Shaloi Nikfer, even 10 days later, this is the Gir Simba Bach, Taifis Leiloi Midrabana. Rebbe says whenever the Kfura takes place, it always carries the night with it. He is still an Einin at night. And this would be the two Tanoim in our Braise. The first part of the Braise is Rebbe Shita, that if Yom Shmu would be considered Yoin Kfura, he could not eat the carbon Pesach, because whenever Yoin Kfura takes place, even 10 days after the death, he is still an Einin at night. And the next part of the Braise that says, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, Taibol V'Yechol Kodshim B'Eret, this is the Tanakarma, who says that if Yom Kippur is not the day of death, if it's the day afterwards, then the night following Yom Kippur is no longer considered a night of Aninus, and he is permitted not only to eat the Karban Pesach, but to eat any Kodshim. Before his Petura, the girl was crying. So his Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, why should you cry? What do you have to fear? So he said, I cry because of this world that I'm leaving, a world where just by wearing tzitzis, a person is zeichet to an unbelievable amount of ashrayas hashchina. Now it's time for reward. But on this world, only on this world, one can be mekayim mitzvahs. As a tribute to the neis who loses that opportunity, and as an emphasis for appreciation of life on the person that remains, that he still has the opportunity to do mitzvahs. The male of the Emiyamis explains that is why the Torah said that on the day that he is an oinein, he should be restricted from doing mitzvahs. To emphasize the concept that in the world to come, it is a time for schar of mitzvahs. But in this world, it's time to do mitzvahs.